Sechlis Nedarim, Daf Mem Beis, at the top of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, we begin a new Mishnah, Hamuda Na Mechavera. If Shimon Min Neda, Reuven should be also to have enough from him, and although in the Gemara there may be two different ways to learn our Mishnah, however, we will learn our Mishnah as the Gemara will come out, Lefid Maskana, and at least according to the Havmin of the Gemara, will be like Shitas Rabu Shmuel. The Mishnah states that if Shimon made this Neda Lefnei Shvius, prior to Shvius, Eina Yared Lotech Sedeo, Veina Eichel Min Anaitis, then certainly since Reuven can't have enough from Shimon, so Reuven will not be able to go into Shimon's field, because as we learned on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, that once someone is also to have enough from someone else, they are also b'drusas haregel, and of course Reuven can't eat any of the pears of this field, since these pears belong to Shimon. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that not only can't Reuven step into Shimon's field during the years before Shemitah, and he can't eat the pears before Shemitah, because that certainly belongs to Shimon, Reuven can't even walk into this field during Shemitah. And the Mishnah also tells us, ve'ina ochlo menanei, that even during Shemitah, and even though at that point these fruits that are in the field are not considered Shimon's fruits because they're considered Hefka, however, even during that period of time, Reuven can still not eat any of the fruits of this field, even from those branches that are extended over the outside and the perimeter of Shimon's field. And even though Reuven won't have to walk into the field of Shimon in order to get these pears. And the Mishnah continues, Uba Shvius, if Shimon made this Neda during the year of Shemitah, and he said that Reuven is also to have enough from me, so the din is Ein Yer, Reuven can still not go into the field of Shimon. However, since it's the year of Shemitah, and therefore the pears are considered Hefka, so the Neder could not be Chal on the pears of Shimon's field, and therefore that Reuven can eat from those overhanging fruits that are hanging over the border of Shimon's field. And the Gemara, of course, will discuss that if these pears are Hefka during Shemitah, so therefore it's not considered that Reuven is having enough from Shimon, and the Neder wasn't Chal on these pears, then the same din should apply, and Reuven should be able to walk into Shimon's field as well, as the Neder should not have been Chal on the Sadi either, and the Gemara will discuss this point. And the Mishnah continues, Nada Yemenu Michael, if Shimon made a Neder that Reuven cannot have Anos Michael from him, and Anos Dris HaRegel is not categorized as Anos Michael, and therefore, Lefnei Shvius, if he made this Neder prior to Shemitah, Yoril Tech Sederu, then even prior to Shemitah, Reuven could walk into the Sada of Shimon, because as we just said, Anos Dris HaRegel is not included in this Neder, but once again, Reuven cannot eat the Pirus of Shimon, Uveshvius, Yared Vaichel. However, if Shimon made this Neder while it was already Shemitah, then of course not only can Reuven walk into Shimon's field, but he could also eat from these pears, as these pears were not asked him because they were considered Hefka, and therefore the Neder could not be Chal on these pears, as they did not belong to Shimon. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out something that we mentioned before. Now, although, of course, when someone makes a Neder, there are various ways to make Nedarim and to Asa Chefza. But certainly Reuven can say that this Chefza that belongs to me should be asa on me, and certainly he could also say that this chefza that belongs to me should be asa on my friend Shimon. However, there is no question that Reuven cannot say that this chefza that belongs to Levi should be asa to Shimon, as since Reuven doesn't own that chefza, he can't create any isra on it, and we once explained it that this is similar to Hegdish, that benegei Hegdish, a person can't go and be makdish something that doesn't belong to them. The Gemara's question today will be focused on this same concept, and the question will be, if Reuven says that a certain chefza should be asa on Shimon, does he have a right to create an issa on the chefza even for in a period of time when he doesn't own it any longer? For example, if Reuven goes and sells this item, or if he gives the item away b'matana, and this sada would be similar to Hegdish, that once you make something Hegdish, then of course it's asa no matter what, and it never has an expiration date. However, we may say that that's only regarding Hegdish. However, b'negei nedarim, maybe the only time that Reuven has a right to make a chefza asa is only during the time that he owns it, but once he sells it or he gives it away b'matana, then the issa would be automatically paka from the item, and Reuven doesn't have the koyach to make it asa forever. Let's keep in mind that although in our Gemara we will see that Rabbi Shmuel will use the terminology of nechasim ilu alecha, and then we will see the shita of Beit Reish Lakish, they will be talking about a case where someone said nechasim alecha, and it seems to be that they're talking about different scenarios and different type in the darim, as Rabbi Shmuel seemed to be coming to teach us a din in a case where Shimon makes a neda that these nechasim should be asa to you, and Rabbi Echran and Reish Lakish are discussing a case where Shimon made a neda that my nechasim should be asa to you, and l'chayr there may be nafkamina. But at least at this point of the Gemara does not look at that and does not use that as the differentiation, and the Gemara feels that even though Rav and Shmuel are talking about a case of nechasim ilu alecha, they also would apply that in even in a case where Shimon would say to Reuven nechasai alecha that my nechasim should be asa to you, and even though Rabbi Echran and Reish Lakish discuss a case where Shimon said nechasai alecha that my nechasim should be asa to you, but it's lavda dafka, and Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish din would apply even in the case where Shimon said to Reuven, Nechasim Elu Alecha, that these Nechasim should be asa to you. And let us begin the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, even though most times we find that Rabbi and Shmuel are chaluk on each other, however, over here, both Rabbi and Shmuel agree with each other, even though the Bach changes the gears over here, we will keep the gears that we have in our Gemara, Nechasim Elu Alecha. Shimon makes a neder, and he says to Reuven that my Nechasim should be asa to you. Then the din is exactly as we mentioned on Mishnah, that Lefnei Shvius, in Yeril Tech Sedero, Ve'inu Echel Menanaites, Afal Pisha Gia Shvius, that if Shimon made this neder, and it was prior to the Shemitah year, then the din is that Reuven can't go into Shimon's field, and he can't even eat from those pears that are hanging over the edge and the border of his field, not only in the years prior to Shemitah, where Shimon actually owns these pears and owns the Kaka, but even during the year of Shemitah, the din would be that Reuven cannot go into Shimon's field, and he can't eat from any of the pears of Shimon's field. The Gemara will shortly explain the pshat in Rav and Shmuel, but the simple pshat is that since the neder was chal during the years prior to Shemitah on the Jewish Saregel of Reuven, that Reuven can't walk into Shimon's field, and on Reuven eating Shimon's pears on the years prior to Shemitah, because of course Shimon owned those rights, and therefore Reuven could not be neder from Shimon. The neder is still chal even on the pears and on the Jewish Saregel, even during Shemitah itself, and we'll explain this further when we get further in the Gemara. The Gemara continues that Rav and Shmuel hold in Bishvias Nada, if Shimon made this neder during the year Shemitah, then even though Reuven could still not walk into Shimon's field, however, but negated the pears of Shimon, the neder could not be chal, because during the year of Shemitah, Shimon does not own these pears and the hefka, and therefore Reuven can eat the pears of Shimon's field. And the Ran explains that Lefi Rav Shmuel, Masnit and Trey Dinik Tani, according to Rav Shmuel, comes out, our Mishnah is actually teaching us two chedushim. Number one, Reish Ashmina, the Reish is teaching us the Kivan Shadir Lefi Shvias, since Shimon made this neder before Shemitah, and since it was chal before Shvias, that chayel nidrei afilu kimat Shvias, that even when Shemitah comes, the neder is still chal, and Reuven still also b'drus haregel, and to eat the pears of Shimon. And b'seifa ashminon, and for the seifa we have a chiddush in b'shvias nada, that if he made this neder during Shemitah, nehid loy chayel nidrei l'gabi peri dafgirin inu, even though b'negei the pears, the neder was not chal, however l'gabi ara miyachal, b'negei the land, it was still chal, and Reuven would not be able to walk in Shimon's sada. And the Gemara at the bottom of Membez on Bez will explain what the difference is and why is it that Reuven can eat the pears of Shimon, but he can't have Drisa Regel in the field of Shimon. Lefi Rav Shmuel, our Mishnah is learnt exactly the way we learnt it when we learnt our Mishnah. And when the Mishnah used the term Lefnei Shvias and Ubishvias, it's referring to when Shimon actually made this Neda. Was it that he made the Neda before Shemitah, or did Shimon actually make this Neda on Shemitah itself? And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Amri Tavayu, and once again, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, who generally argue with each other, over here they both agree that if Shimon made a Neda and he said, Nechasei Alecha, that my Nechasim should be Asa on Reuven, or as we point out in the Akdama, and as the Rosh here points out specifically, that if Haid Nakat Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Nechasei Lav Dafka, is Lav Dafka that he said, my Nechasim should be Asa on Reuven, Vuha Dinami Nechasim Ilu, even if Shimon would have said that these Nechasim should be Asa on Reuven. And as the Gemara now continues and says that Lefi Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, in a case where Shimon said that my Nechasim or these Nechasim should be Asa to Reuven, the Lefnei Shvius in Yeril Techzdel Ve'in Eichel Menanaites, then during the time period that's before Shemitah, Reuven is Asa B'drus HaRegel in Shimon's field, and therefore Reuven cannot walk into Shimon's field. And even if Reuven wants to pick the fruits of Shimon from outside of the field, he's still not allowed to do that because he can't have enough from Shimon's pears. However, although Lefi Rav Shmuel, if Shimon made this Neder before Shemitah, this Neder would still continue even during the year of Shemitah. However, according to Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, even though Shimon made this Neder before Shemitah, and it was already chal on the pears of Shimon, and it was already chal on the kaka of Shimon prior to Shemitah. However, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish teaches us, Higiyah Shvius, that once Shemitah comes, in the year of Techzedeo, that in the Chanami, Reuven could still not go into the field of Shimon, but at this point, Reuven would have the right to eat Shimon's fruits that are leaning over into the road, and which are able to be picked without going into Shimon's field. And the Gemara continues, Lema B'haka Mifli, let us say that the machlek is between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, who hold that once Shimon's pears are usa prior to Shemitah, the issa continues, and Reuven is usa to eat these pears on Shemitah, even though during the year of Shemitah, they no longer belong to Shimon, and Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish who hold that even though Shimon was able to make these pears usa to Reuven prior to Shemitah, but now that they are hefka and don't belong to Shimon, since it's the year of Shemitah, so Reuven is mutter to eat these pears, and as far as machlekes is, do Rav and Shmuel savri, Rav and Shmuel both hold, Adam isa davisha b'shusai, once the Torah is mechadish to us, that Reuven can make a neder and ask a chafza that belongs to him on someone else, so I feel like that Issa will still continue even when he doesn't own that object any longer. Therefore, even though, as we mentioned in the Akdama, Shimon can never say to Reuven that you're also to have a Nar from Levi's Chefza, but over here, since at the point that Shimon made this Neda and he said that everything that I own should be also to Reuven, that Issa could continue even at the point that Shimon no longer owns this item, and therefore, even though today these items are Hefka because it's the year of Shemitah, but since this Neda was already Chal prior to Shemitah, so then the payers will be also even during Shemitah. Now, Achraim are all bothered, Al-Khaira, this would make a lot of sense if Reuven said that this table, for example, should be Asa to Reuven, and he said it at a time that he owned it, and then he goes and sells it, that the Issa could continue, and Reuven should still be Asa to that table, because it's the same table that was Asa before, and that Issa continues today. However, Al-Khaira, our Gemara is talking about a totally different case, as Shimon said to Reuven that all my Nechasim should be Asa to you, and although, of course, all the payers that he owns prior to Shemitah will be Asa to Reuven, as that is something that Shimon owns, but the payers that grow on Shemitah never belong to Shimon, and therefore they never could have had an Issa that was chal on them, and they're like Davish Einei Bala Ilam. Therefore, the Chayyur, this doesn't fit into the klal of Adam Issa, Davish Rishusai, Afil Lechshayesim Rishusai, as in this case, these payers were never in the Rishus of Shimon, and the Stipler says that since Shimon said before Shemitah that my payers and my Kaka should be Asa to Reuven, therefore the Gufa Kaka and the Gufa Ilan are already Asa to Reuven, and Mimela, anything that grows from the tree will also be Asa Lefi Rabish Wall, and that's what it means when we said Adam Issa Davish Rishusai Alfil Chayetim Rishusai. Since the Gufa Kaka and the Gufa Ilan were originally in the Rishus of Shimon, therefore even during the year of Shemitah, the Gufa Kaka and the Gufa Ilan are still Asa Bana, and any payers that grow from the Gufa Kaka and Gufa Ilan will also be Asa Bana to Reuven, and that's why Lefi Rabish Wall we have to explain the Seifa of the Mishnah that when it said Uba Shvius, it meant that if Shimon made this Neda and it was already the year of Shemitah, since the Gufa Kaka and Gufa Ilan were never Asa to Reuven, therefore the Neda could not be Chal on the payers of these trees, and that's why it's Mutta for Reuven to eat from the payers of Shimon's trees during the year of Shemitah. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Savri and Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish both hold, Ein Adam Eise, Davish Rishusai, Lichshiyetzim Rishusai. In no case does a person have the power to Asa something on someone else if it's not in the Rishus, and even though at the point that they made the Neda, it was in their Rishus. Lefi Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, any time something leaves someone Rishus, even though there was originally an Issa on that Chefza, however, that Issa will be Paka at the moment that it leaves your Rishus. That's why Lefi Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, the way to understand our Mishnah, is this actually telling us one din, that if Shimon made a Neda that Reuven should be Asa to have a Nar from his Nechasim, the din is that any time prior to Shemitah, Reuven will not be able to eat any of his fruits, but once Shemitah comes, borrowing the stipulous Lashon and the Gufa Kaka and the Gufa Ilan no longer belong at this point to Shimon because they're now Hefka, because it's the year of Shemitah, therefore they are no longer Asa to Reuven, and therefore Reuven could eat from the Paris. And the Ran points out that the Fira Beich Reish Lakish, there actually is only one Chiddush in our Mishnah, that although there is no Chiddush in the Reish of the Mishnah, as the din of the Reish is Pashat, that if Shimon makes a Neda and he says that Reuven can't have enough from him, then certainly Reuven is Asa B'Juses HaRegel, and certainly Reuven can't eat from his Paris. The only Chiddush of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, is the second point, that once Shemitah comes, then automatically the Issa that Shimon created on his Paris is Mufka, and Reuven is now Mutta to eat his Paris. The Ran also points out that although from the Lashon of Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, it's Mashma that they're only talking about a case where Shimon said that my Nechasim should be Asa to you, one may think that the reason Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish said this din is not because Einan Issa Davish Rishusai Lichjesim Rishusai, but it's because Shimon actually said that the only time that these Nechasim should be Asa to you is only when it's considered mine, because he said Nechasim Elecha, my Nechasim should be Asa to you, which is Mashma only at a time that they're my Nechasim, but once they're not my Nechasim, for example, because it's Shemitah, then it shouldn't be Asa to you. However, the Ran explains that at least in the Havmi, the Gemara feels that it's Muchach, that Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish did not only say the din in a case where Shimon said Nechasim Elecha, and even if Shimon would have said Nechasim Elu Elecha, that these Nechasim should be Asa to you, which is Mashma that they should always be Asa to you, or if he would have even specified and he would have said specifically that I want these Nechasim to be Asa to you forever, and even after they go out of my Rishus, the din would be the same, and Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish would say that they're not Asa to someone after they go out of Rishus, as a person doesn't have the Koyach to make a Chefza Asa on someone else, even at a time that they don't own it, and the only time that we find that a person has such a Koyach is only by Hegdish, which is more common than the Darm. And the Gemara continues and asks two questions on the way the Gemara understands what Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish said. And the Gemara asks its first question, V'tizbra, mi yiklamanda ame adam isa davashav shusay l'chshayis mishusay, is it possible Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish really hold that a person cannot ask us something after it leaves their Rishus, rishus, even though they made the issa when it was still in their rishus. Of course, you can't explain the shita Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish like that. Im kain, if this is true, niflikim in the chasim elu v'kolshkim in the chasai, then Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish should not have given this example. Shimon's language when he made the neda and he asked Reuven on his chasim was by saying that my nechasim should be asa to you. As of course, in that case, it's of course going to be mashma that he meant to say that my nechasim should be asa to you only when they're my nechasim and when they're in my rishus. However, once they leave my rishus, they're not going to be asa to you. And if you're correct that Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish both hold that in on the ice of Shusai, Lichshiyesu Mishusai, and Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish should have brought us a case, and they should have said that even in a situation, Shimon would have said nechasim ilu alecha, that these nechasim should be asa to you, and even in that case, we would say once these nechasim are not in Shimon's rishus, then they're no longer going to be asa to Reuven. And by the fact that Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish did not give this scenario, it's mashma that this is not a pshat in Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, and they don't hold generally that in on the ice of Shusai, Lichshiyesu Mishusai. As we'll see on Daf Mem Beis and Beis, that based on this question as to language of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, the Gemara will actually change as to the pshat in Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. However, the Gemara continues and asks the second question. And once again, as we will see on Daf Mem Beis and Beis, although the Gemara will not have a teretz for the first question, the Gemara will have a response for the second question. And the Gemara continues, Visu, and I'll ask you another question. Hatnad, we have a Mishnah that says the Adam Isa Davish Shabishusai Lichshiyesu Mishusai. This is the first Mishnah that is in Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Chasam Beis that will teach us that a person can asa even something that's not in Rishus, as long as he made it asa while it was still in Rishus. Now, as we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Chesam Beis, Ha'imu Lebanai, Koinim Sh'atan Nenali, if Yaakov makes neder regarding his son Reuven, and he says that my son Reuven cannot have enough for me, and the Mishnah teaches us, Mes Yerushenu, that if Yaakov dies, then Reuven receives his Yerusha, and as Duran says, at that point, he can even have enough from his Yerusha, Dilab Min Didei Misani, Reuven is not having enough from Yaakov at that point, Elim Yerusha Se Dizach Lechmana, he's having enough from his own Chefza, because it now belongs to him, because the Torah gave it to him based on the dinam of Yerusha. However, the Mishnah continues, B'chayiv of Maisai, if Yaakov specified when he made the Neda that I want Reuven to be asa to me not only when I'm alive, but even after I die, and we continue on after Mem Beis on Beis, in Mase, if Yaakov dies, Lo Yerushenu, then Reuven cannot be Yerush, his father Yaakov. Niran explains that the term used in the Mishnah of Lo Yerushena is Lav Dafka, because certainly Reuven will get Yerusha from his father Yaakov. The Mishnah really means that although Reuven will actually receive this Yerusha, that comes Memela. However, Reuven will not be able to have enough from these Nechasim, because Yaakov already said that these Chafetzim should be asa to you even after I die. And as Duran says, El Mishum the Tana Reisha Yerushena, Lo Yerushadina Kishar Yerushim Afilu Lehanis Ben Nechasim, but because in the Reisha we said the Lashon Yerusha, say that Reuven is like any other Yerushim, and he could even have enough from these Nechasim, so therefore Tana Sefer Nami Lo Yerushena Lo Yerushena She'ena Mutter Lehanis Miyushasai. On the Sefer we use similar terminology, and we said Lo Yerushena, even though all it means is that Reuven cannot have enough from these assets. The Gemara's Raya is still that we see from this Mishnah Masechet Baba Kama, Adam Isa Davish Shabashusai Lichshiyesu Mishusai, that even though at this point these Nechasim do not belong to the father and they're not in Zushus, the father still has a right to make them Asa, and his neder could still continue. L'chayr, how could Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish argue on this Mishnah, and how could they hold in Adam Isa Davish Shabashusai Lichshiyesu Mishusai? And regarding the second question from the Mishnah Baba Kama, the Gemara says, Shani Hacha de Ka'amalei B'chayiv of Maisai, can't bring me a Raya against the Shita of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, because in that Mishnah we're talking about specifically a case where Yaakov specified that I want to make sure that this neder could be chal even after I die, and therefore, of course, if a person said that that is my intent, then of course the neder could continue. All would agree that Adam Isa Davish Abishusai Lichshiyesu Mishusai. And as Duran says, now the Gemara backs off just a drop from what the Gemara originally thought. And even though the Gemara originally thought that there was no scenario where a person could be Isa Davish Abishusai Lichshiyesu Mishusai, however, the Gemara now is Bechadish to us that of course a person could be Isa Davish Abishusai. The Isa could continue even when it's Yetsu Mishusai, as long as at the time of the Neda he actually specified that this is his intent and he wants it to continue even after he no longer owns that Chavtza and the Chavtza is no longer in his Rishus. However, we could still explain Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish exactly the same way we explained them on Amin Aleph, and Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish hold that since Shimon only said to Reuven that I'm asering you on my Nechasim, or he said that these Nechasim should be asa to you, and he didn't specify I want this Issa to continue even during the year of Shemitah and even when I don't own these payers, and therefore certainly in the case we said that my Nechasim should be asa to you, even when he said that these Nechasim should be asa to you, as Duran says, Lo Mashma Ela Oidim Rishusai, his dhamma is that he still only meant that it should only be asa when they're in my Rishus, but not when they're no longer in my Rishus. And therefore, just from this question from the Mishnah Mishnah Baba Kama would not be a raya against the way we explained Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues and says, Mikol Makom Kasha, but even though the second question you had a good teretz for, however, the first question is still Shver, the Lachari, according to Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, why would they have taught this din by a case where Shimon said, Nechase Alecha, that my Nechasim should be asa to you, if Lachari, they should have given us a bigger Chiddush, and if Lachari, Nechasim Elu, they should have argued on Rabbi Shmuel, even in the case of the Nechasim Elu, where Shimon said that Reuben should be asa to these Nechasim, and that would, of course, be a greater Chiddush than even in the case where Shimon said that these Nechasim should be asa to Reuben, and the Mashmais could be that he meant to say that these Nechasim should always be asa to Reuben, even after they're not in my Rishus, still we say, Einad Ma'isa, Dav Shibashusai, Lich Shiatsim Rishusai. The Gemara therefore clarifies, Elabin Nechasim Elu Kuli Amble Pligi, there is no question that even Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish agreed to Rabbi Shmuel, if Shimon said to Reuben that these Nechasim should be asa to you, and even during the year of Shemitah, when these Nechasim do not belong to Shimon any longer, as these Paris are considered Hefka, the Issa is still not Paka, even though the Paris are not considered in Shimon's Rishus any longer. And Ki Pligi, where is Machlikis between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish and Rabbi Shmuel, Bin Nechasai, where Shimon specified that my Nechasim should be asa to Reuben, and the Machlikis is, how do we understand the Lashon of Nechasai, Rabbi Shmuel Savri, Loshon Nechasim Elu, Loshon Nechasai, Adam Isa, that doesn't make a difference according to Rabbi Shmuel, if Shimon said that my Nechasim should be asa to Reuben, or if he said that these Nechasim should be asa to Reuben, we always understand that Shimon meant to say that I want my Nechasim to be asa to Shimon, not only now, but even after they don't belong to me, and even if it's the year of Shemitah, and these pairs are Hefka, they should still be asa to Reuben. Even when Shimon says, my Nechasim should be asa to Reuben, we understand that Shimon was just trying to tell us which Nechasim should be asa to Reuben forever, and he was saying, these Nechasim, which are currently mine, should always be asa to Reuben. And Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the only way that we would say that Nechasim would only be asa during the time period that Shimon owns those Nechasim, but not at any point that Shimon no longer owns those Nechasim, is if Shimon says Mefurish, that these Nechasim should only be asa to Reuben at any point that I still own it, and at any point that in my Rishus, but at any point that they're no longer in my Rishus, they should no longer be asa to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Savri, and Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish argue in Rabbi Shmuel, and they hold, Nechasim Elu Adam Isa, Nechasai Ein Adam Isa, the In Chanami, if Shimon says that these Nechasim should be asa on Reuven, then these Nechasim would be asa on Reuven even during the year of Shemitah, as even Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish agree that in some cases we say that Adam Isa Davish Rishusai, even though they're no longer in his Rishus. However, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish argue on Rabbi Shmuel, and they hold that if Shimon said that my Nechasim should be asa to Reuven, then he meant to say that only when they're my Nechasim they should be asa to Reuven, but once they're no longer my Nechasim, they should no longer be asa to Reuven. And therefore, in that case, once it's Shemitah and these pears are no longer Shimon's because they're Hefka, so it would be mutter for Reuven to eat these pears. And let's go back to the Mishnah and explain how our Mishnah will be learned according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish at this point of the Gemara. So Lefi Zer, Rabbi Shmuel would explain that the din of our Mishnah is the same if Shimon's neder was that these Nechasim should be asa to Reuven, or if Shimon said that my Nechasim should be asa to Reuven. And in both cases, if Shimon made the neder before Shemitah, it would continue even during Shemitah and is not pakah by Shemitah, as certainly Shimon meant that Reuven should be asa to his assets forever. The safe of the Mishnah teaches us that if Shimon made the neder during the year of Shemitah, then the neder couldn't be chal at all, since at the time of the neder, the pears don't belong to Shimon, and therefore Reuven can eat Shimon's pears during the year of Shemitah. However, the fear of Beich Reish Lakish, the ratio of our Mishnah is Dafka discussing a scenario where Shimon said these Nechasim should be asa to Reuven, and therefore the Issa continues even during Shemitah. But if Shimon would have said Nechasim Alecha, that my Nechasim should be asa to Reuven, then the Issa would be Paka once it was Shemitah, because the pears are Hefka and are no longer in the Rishus of Shimon. And the fear of Beich Reish Lakish, they will learn the Sefer exactly like Rabbi Shmuel learned the Sefer. The Gemara now continues and asks a question on the last way that the Gemara understood the din of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara is the Gemara will be bothered that it can't be that Rabbi Shmuel will hold that even when Shimon specified that Reuven should be asked to have enough from my Nechasim, and Shimon specified and said Nechasai Ela, but my Nechasim should be asked on Reuven, that it would still be asked for Reuven to have enough from these Nechasim, even if they are no longer in Shimon's Rishus. And the Gemara brings a raya that this can't be the case, because we have Mefurash Mishnah that says not like that, because Vatanan we have a Mishnah that Mem Vav Menahav that says, if Reuven made a neder that he won't step into Shimon's house, or if Reuven made a neder that I won't buy this field that belongs to Shimon, then the Mishnah teaches us that since Reuven specified that it's Shimon's house or Shimon's field, then the din is, if Shimon dies or he sells it to someone else, then Mutter, then Reuven will be able to walk into this house, even though at one point it belonged to Shimon, and Reuven will be able to buy this field, even though at one point this field belonged to Shimon, because clearly we understand that when Reuven said, I won't walk into Shimon's house, or he said, I won't buy Shimon's field, he meant to say, I won't buy it from Shimon, and I won't walk into Shimon's house. But once it's no longer Shimon's house or field, then he never intended to ask himself to walk into that house or to buy that field. Of course, this is similar to a case where Shimon said that nechasai, that my nechasim should be asa to you. Therefore, we clearly see from this Mishnah that if a person says nechasai alecha, that my nechasim should be asa to you, that they should only be asa while that person owns the nechasim. But if he doesn't own those nechasim, or it's Shemitah and these nechasim are considered hefka, then the din should be that Reuven should be mutter to those nechasim. Clearly, this can't be pshat in Rabbi Shmuel, and the Mishnah over there continues and says, L'bayi zeh shani nichtas, or sadezu shani lekech, mesay shemachri la'acha asa. If Reuven didn't specify that this house belonged to Shimon, or this sadeh belonged to Shimon, and he just said that I should be asa to walk into this house, or I should be asa to buy this field, then it doesn't make a difference. And at that point, even if Shimon dies, or if Shimon sells this field or this house to someone else, Reuven would still be asa to either walk into the house or to buy that field. And therefore, at this point, the Gemara doesn't have an answer as to how to explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish on the one hand and Rabbi Shmuel on the other hand. And therefore, the Gemara says, Elo ki amri Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish b'nechasai v'Rabbi Shmuel b'nechasim eglu v'loy pligi. That really there is no machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and the sheet of Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. And when Rabbi Shmuel said that din and used an example that Shimon said, nechasim eglu alecha, that these nechasim should be usher to Reuven, he meant this dafka, and that is why they held that this issa is not only prior to Shemitah, but the issa would extend and continue even during Shemitah, as he wanted his issa to extend forever. That's why Shimon specifically used the lashon nechasim elu alecha, that these nechasim should always be usher to you. And Rav and Shmuel were coming to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is teaching us that if Shimon made a neder before Shemitah and said that these nechasim should be usher to Reuven, then this issa hanah would even extend to Perish Shemitah, and Reuven couldn't eat Shimon's payers during Shemitah. And the Sefer teaches us that if Shimon made his neder during Shemitah, then the issa could not be chal on these payers, since they already hefka, and Reuven can eat these payers. And Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish are not discussing the Mishnah at all, and Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish were just clarifying and adding to the din that Rav and Shmuel taught us. And they say that if instead of Shimon saying these assets should be usa on Reuven, which as we just explained from Rav and Shmuel, that the mashmois is that Shimon wanted these assets to be usa on Reuven forever, but instead Shimon would have said nechasai alecha, that my assets should be usa to Reuven. So by saying that my assets should be usa to Reuven, the mashmois is Shimon only wants his assets to be usa to Reuven at the point that it's still considered Shimon's assets. But once it's not considered Shimon's assets, for example during Shemitah when these payers are hefka, then Shimon did not want these assets to be usa to Reuven, and therefore even if Shimon made this neder prior to Shemitah, the neder would only be relevant prior to Shemitah when these payers are of course considered Shimon's assets. But once it's Shemitah and no longer Shimon's assets, since these payers and the lanis are hefka, so the issa would not extend and would not be chal on these payers at all, and Reuven would be mutter to eat Shimon's payers during Shemitah. And the Ran is medayik that although until now the Gemara always brought the sheet of Rav Shmuel first and then the sheet of Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, but the Gemara wanted to be clear that Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish are not arguing on Rav Shmuel, and that's why at this point of the Gemara changed the order and they put the sheet of Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish prior to the sheet of Rav Shmuel. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, and after we just finished the previous sugya, we understand that this part of the Mishnah means as follows. If Shimon made a neder during Shemitah itself and he said that these nechasim should be asa on Reuven, the Mishnah teaches us that although Reuven can still not go into Shimon's field, however Reuven will be able to pick those piers that are hanging over the boundary of Shimon's field and they're leaning into the road, and this way Reuven doesn't have to go into Shimon's field to pick these fruits, and he's able to pick these fruits and eat them. Reuven is not asa to eat Shimon's fruits. And the Gemara now is bothered by the question that we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah. Why is it that the Mishnah says that in this case, that even though Shimon made a neder and he said that Reuven cannot have enough from his assets, then it is that Reuven can still eat from those fruits that are hanging into the road, the pear of Kerinon, that since Shimon made this neder while it was already Shemitah, and these pears are hefka and do not belong to Shimon, therefore, of course, Shimon couldn't make an issa on these pears, because of course, a person cannot make an issa on a chefza that doesn't belong to him and say that that should be usa on someone else. Therefore, the Gemara is Arinami Afgra, the Lechira, the land is also considered hefka, or like the Ran says, Arinami Rachman Afgri, the Torah said that the land is also Hefka, even though this is not Mefurish in the Torah, but it's Pashat. If the Torah said that you're allowed to go and take someone's Paris, then of course the Torah gave you a right to walk into the field in order to collect the Paris. And therefore, how could our Mishnah state that the only thing that Reuben has a right to is only to collect the Paris down on the outskirts of Shimon's field? If L'chaira, Reuben should even be able to walk into Shimon's field, and Reuben should not have an Issa of Drisa Regel into Shimon's field, and Reuben should even be able to walk into the center of Shimon's field and pick any Paris that he wants, even from the center of the field. And the Gemara now answers two terutzim. Amu Ula, Ula explains, that even though we said that the land of a person is Hefka, and a person could go into someone's land, the Torah only gave that right to a person only in order to go and collect Paris. However, if there are actually Ilanes on the border and on the boundary of someone's land, and therefore there's no reason to go into the land and pick Paris from a tree that's within the field, then the Torah did not give that person right to trespass into that person's field, even during Shemitah, and it's not as if the entire field is considered Hefka. The only time the Torah said you're allowed to walk into someone's field is only for the purpose of Achila and for the purpose of collecting Paris. And that's why the Mishnah is Mechavish to us that since it's possible for Reuven to pick Paris on the outskirts of the person's field, there is no het of him to walk inside the field. But in Chanami, according to Ula, if Reuven would come to Shimon's field and there would be no fruits on the outskirt of the field and he would have to go into the field in order to collect his Paris, then in Chanami, even in the case where Shimon made a neder during the year of Shemitah that Reuven can't have a gnaw from his assets, Reuven would still be able to go into Shimon's field and there would be no issa of Drisa Regel either, and just like the Paris are considered Hefka, and therefore Shimon couldn't make this neder. The same is true, but the Geir Kaka, and the Kaka is also considered Hefka in this case, and Shimon couldn't make this neder on the Kaka either. Although the way we just explained Ula, it would come out that there is no difference, and the din of Ula would apply not only in the case Shimon tried to ask the Reuven from having a nah from his Paris and from his Nechassim, but this would also be true for any other person that comes to collect Paris in this field, that the only time he has a right to go into the field is only if there are no Paris to collect on the outskirts of the field. However, Ayin Rush where brings a second shita that says not like that, and he says, possibly this is what the Ram means as well, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Rab Shimon ben Yochum Omer, Rab Shimon ben Yochum states, that in the Chanami, when the Torah said that they matter you to go into Reuven's field, they will always matter someone to go into the field in order to collect Paris, and it doesn't make a difference if there are actually Paris on the outskirts of the field, because a person could say, I specifically want the Paris that are in the middle of the field. However, our Mishnah is teaching us a special din, Benigeya case, where Shimon was Noida during Shemitah, and he said that Reuven can't have enough from his assets. And in that case, even though it's true that Reuven could really go into Shimon's field in order to pick Paris, because that was not included in the neder, because of course Reuven has a right to go into Shimon's field because it's considered Hefka in order for Reuven to collect the Paris. However, Reuven is limited to the amount of time that it would actually take to collect the Paris. However, if Reuven would take extra time and rest in the field and even stand there and take more time than is necessary to collect the Paris, that would actually be considered Asa, because then he's having enough from Shimon and it's not a time that he's collecting Paris, and that would be Asa even during Shemitah. And that is why the Mishnah teaches us that during Shemitah, Reuven cannot go into the field even for a moment to collect the Paris, and Ein Yoyud L'Toich Sedeo, because it's Gzeiras Chachamim that they said that we're worried that if you're going to go into the field to collect the Paris, and even though that is of course Mutah, but maybe you'll stay for a longer time than is necessary and you'll be over on the Neder. And the Ran points out that even though in our Gemara we say that the Gzeira is, even if Reuven remains standing the entire time, and we don't say that it's Mutah Bamida and just Asa to sit down in the field, while in a similar Gemara that we spoke about Benegeya Chayla, Shmuel was only Geiza, only if a person will sit down in front of the Chayla, and we're concerned that maybe he'll stay for longer than the time that is needed for the mitzvah Bika Chaylim, and he'll be over on his Neda. However, Shmuel did not make a Gzeira and allowed someone to be Mavaka Chayla as long as they were standing, and he wasn't concerned that maybe the person will stay longer than is necessary. And four lines before the bottom of the Amid, Duran explains, Hasamayan Taima, and Benegeya Chayla, the reason why there's no Gzeira, Mishum de Kimin Derek Mavaka, Leishav, that since it's normal for a person that goes to visit someone that's sick is to sit down, and because of his neder, we require him to stand up, so there's of course a heka, and the person will realize he has to make it quick. It can't be mevaka chayla longer than the mitzvah requires, as otherwise he'll be over on his neder. However, when collecting Paris from a tree, as Duran says, Abel Haka, Maya curiously, what type of heka could we make? Ha'in derech lulka is a Paris, elabamida. The only way to collect Paris is only by standing, the shayach lemigzah, shami yishah, and therefore, no matter what, what, we have to make a gzira that Reuven can never walk into this field during Shemitah, because maybe he'll wait even longer than the period of time that the standard is to pick the payers, and then it'll be Ivan's neder, and we will stop over here.